Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I'm tired. So I did get a postcard returned from George. As you wrote years ago, I wish we were family again. Love, Dad. Of course, we don't want our kids to see that. And the one I did as an experiment came back. I sent a card just to the Kozlowski family, nothing on it. And even that was returned. I'm trying to find some humor in this, but this is hate. This is hate. Friday, I made, as I wrote in the description afterwards, I want to make sure it's there, I made two terrible errors. Disgusting, foul, you can't imagine how bad it was. I used the word, because I couldn't think of the word at the time. It's the mind is going, I guess. I said epicurial, where I should have stated katakurial, because epi is often used as over, and because like episkeptomai that's to visit, but episkopos with epi is over, episkeptomai is the verb form of that, and then it's katakurio, which is the idea of kata being like over or down. That's where we get overlord, because the Lord is looking down. I made that mistake. The other mistake is in I said orge was the Greek for vengeance. It's the Greek of wrath. And I think I can get a little license here, because Romans 12:19, which is where which I was discussing. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So vengeance and wrath are both there. I goofed. So I guess I need to be taken out of the backyard and flogged or something. I also mentioned this because when I looked at this, he gets us organization in some of the research, I think it was like, people who worked with Saddleback, which is one of these highly marketed churches and whatnot, and one of the other ones, they had a line in there: evangelism is just marketing by another name. And if you're a follower of Christ, you should find that disgusting. Because we don't market Christianity. We proclaim the word of Christ. We are a messenger of good news, evangelists. We don't market, because it is not our marketing efforts that bring someone to Christ. It's Christ who calls. It's the John 6. This is unambiguous, which I found very, very unfortunate. I also saw an image from an article, a graph, top 15 cities where residents are looking to move away from. Number one is San Francisco, which I can understand that. But the thing was interesting, number two is Seattle. And what that brought to mind is that a number of years ago, this gentleman here went to Seattle, specifically Redmond, which is a suburb of Seattle, to work for a company called Microsoft. And at that time, I found that I could fit in well. It was easy. And the other advantage is there's so many other places there that if you want to leave Microsoft, you go to Amazon, that was one of the common, because they're the two big players there. But there are a whole bunch of other smaller players, or, small in the sense of only a few billion dollars a year instead of, there's a whole bunch of places there. If you want to leave one place, go to another, it's not a problem. And, I was hired in at a decent salary. And, this is like 2007, so it was like $120K, which is a decent salary. Cost of living there is higher. So that's why when I left there, because I was there only about 2-3 weeks, and when we went to Alabama, or to lower Alabama, it was a $20,000 drop, but it was actually a raise. Anyway. But people want to leave Seattle now. And the reason I quit Microsoft is I was very clear about that. I don't want to bring my family into that culture. And And I would contend that was a very, very wise thing to do. And the culture my family is in right now concerns me. But one other thing. Postcard I sent today was to Eric Lee, the daughter I love, our first kid, who was the one who did, obviously, keeping the promise and so forth. And she had this, and when was it? It was in September of 2021, September 28th, an interview. I deconstructed my religion and found freedom instead of flames. This is where she was interviewed by the Harmonic Atheist. And I have, so I have the link there for you, the link to the YouTube of it. And I also happen, because I got it long ago, my own copy. So it's there. And I in two of the voicemails at that time, discussed it because I mentioned, I put a comment on the video saying, do you want to engage me? I put it on once, he censored it. He took it off. I put it on again as just to try. And the first time it was censored almost immediately. Second one, it was a few hours and it was gone. So, what became really clear to me is that censorship is a big deal. The institutional church does it. Political system does it. The big players, the Facebooks, the YouTubes, whatnot, they censor. And so it's common. If you believe in what you stand, you could take on any challenge. If what you stand on is true. If it's not, you got to use deception. Censorship is a form of deception. But what I found important at that time is there was a Deborah Weirley who asked a question. And I'm going to repeat it again because I think it's important, and another copy. She asked a question, and when I checked, even today, the question is still there. She said, I do not understand the doctrine of marriage being compared to Christ and the church. I do not understand how that works in day-to-day life. I do not understand what it means to be the bride of Christ. The church is made up of men, women, and children. Old, young, and people of all diverse backgrounds. Each member of the church is each member of the church considered the wife of Christ? My reply is gone. It was there for months. Now it's gone. My response, and I'm going to read it again. The Bible uses analogies to explain concepts from a human perspective. The relationship between the Lord and the bride of Christ, or the elect, is mirrored in the relationship between the husband and his wife. This is seen most clearly in Ephesians 5:25, as the husband is to love his wife as the Lord loves his elect. The husband is given authority, but it is to be a sacrificial love, not a commanding one. Christ demonstrates this by his sacrifice of himself as he came to serve and not be served. Matthew 20:28, Mark 10:45. The relationship of Christ and his bride is not a bride in the sense of female as seen in Galatians 3:28, but Christ, the servant head, and the bride, or elect, is the beneficiary of his grace. That had to be silenced. The Bible's scary, isn't it? And it really is. I won't get into it, but I've had some. There's been an interesting dialogue going back and forth. But I'm extremely tired, and there are a lot of things happening, both with the issues with the state, but also with other things. Anyway, I'm tired. I don't know why I'm so tired today. I am just exhausted, tired. But I know that I can go to bed sleeping well tonight because the blank postcard I sent to my family was returned. I sent. There was a line that that I used, and I think I'm mumbling. So the letter, the email I wrote today, I think was important. Anyway, my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I still love you and want you back.